Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. If you listen to the podcast frequently, or if you read my blogs, you know that I don't really discuss my political views. And the reason I don't is because it's too polarizing, especially in light of the political environment here in the United States over the last year or two. If I had to classify myself, I'd say that I'm conservative, but I'm also socially moderate. I don't really fit into a political party very well. I think people should have the ability to make their own decisions, as long as those decisions don't negatively impact other people. Your spirituality, your sexual preference, your cultural influences, that's your business. And I honor the choices that as long as you don't impose your will on other people, right? It's your business. You decide and you believe what you believe. You practice what you believe. Just don't force your will on me. That's my belief. I think we should have empathy for people around us. I think the more we have empathy, the more the world becomes a better place. But as I said before, the challenge I have is simply that I don't really fit well into either political party here in the United States. When I look at the U.S. and what made us great, or what makes us great, it was the willingness of people of all races and all religions to come together, move beyond our differences. And that cultural diversity has resulted in what I'll call thought leadership, right? That thought leadership has allowed us to achieve amazing things. And while what we have to understand is preserving that way of life requires tolerance. And last week in Charlottesville, that tolerance was really put to the test. And then to make matters worse, our president had the opportunity to weigh in. And instead of helping to heal the nation, he decided to exasperate an already volatile situation. So this compels me to look at what a good leader should do in a situation like this. And when I look at good leadership is about bringing people together. It's not about tearing them apart. Good leadership means that you're moving the collective consciousness of the group you're leading in a positive direction. Good leadership requires a strong moral compass, and a moral compass that aligns with the people that you lead. The events in Charlottesville brought hatred and bigotry back into the spotlight. And just when we think we've evolved beyond this stuff, racism again shows itself. So we have a choice. We can stay angry, or we can choose to move forward. And if your goal is to be happy, if your goal is to have a fulfilled life, it's time to move forward. So I want to talk this week about what we do and how we react and how we continue to move forward and how we get beyond some of those atrocities that we heard about or that we've witnessed on the news over the course of last week. If you know someone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher to pull in the podcast. I'd also ask if you're listening on a regular basis, if you go to iTunes and rate us, that would be wonderful as well. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about how we can stop fueling the anger that's going on in the U.S. right now. For today, I just want you to think about tolerance. How can we become more accepting of people with different backgrounds and ethnicities?